From WXXI News, I'm Frank Sigelski, and this is Connections. Okay, just so we're straight here, I am Frank Sigelski, filling in for Evan Dawson today, and this is Connections. Who does not love the Finger Lakes region of upstate New York? For me, the region centers around Naples, New York, and Hobart College, where I attended. And speaking of Naples, New York, we have guests this hour who are going to tell us how we can win a trip to Naples, New York, and Naples, Italy. And we're going to talk about the beauty and the bounty of the Finger Lakes. So this should be a beautiful hour of radio. We have four guests in studio, and I will introduce them now. And we'll start with the head of the crowd here. Valerie Knobloch is the president of the Finger Lakes Visitors Connection. And Valerie, welcome to Connections.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Okay. And Trish Acer is the owner of the Brown Hound Bistro. Trish.
Hi there.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Your business is located in the Finger Lakes?
Yes, we're in South Bristol, about 3 miles south of Bristol Mountain.
Okay, want to hear about that. Nicole Hero is the co-owner and director of business development at Simply Crepes.
Hello.
Okay, so if you like crepes, stick around. If you like the Finger Lakes, stick around. And if you like beer, we have Dave Schlasher. You can pronounce it any way you want. If I mispronounce it, jump right in. And you're the owner of Naked Dub Brewing Company, and you've been a guest here on WXXI before. So, all right. Well, we got a lot to talk about. Again, you're preaching to the choir as far as I'm concerned, because the Finger Lakes, as far as I'm concerned, is one of the most beautiful places in the world, at least the places that I've been to. So let's sort of set the stage first, though. The backdrop is this Finger Lakes Visitors Connection, and it's not a visitors and convention center. You've named it differently, and you've got something going on right now that is really intriguing because it brings out the best of the beauty and bounty of the Finger Lakes. Valerie, why don't you tell us about your organization and what you're doing right now regarding that contest?
Well, you, like everyone else, have recognized the beauty of the Finger Lakes, and my job every day is to promote the Finger Lakes and get people to come on down and spend some time. And as we watch people visit the area and see what they like to do, photography, of course, is hot, hot, hot. Take pictures of what you're doing and having great experiences. So we looked at what our visitors were doing, and everybody was carrying around their smartphones and snapping pictures here and there. And we thought, gee, maybe we could sort of consolidate these pictures where everybody could see them and then reward people for giving good pictures to others sharing that. So we started a campaign called the FL Experience Campaign. And FLX, of course, is a short name for the Finger Lakes. You'll see it on lots of car stickers and things like that.
Oh, the FLX, like the ADKs?
Yes.
There's an FLX, like that oval sticker?
Exactly. So FLX, you see that on the back of a car, and people are promoting the Finger Lakes and visiting the Finger Lakes. So we took an interesting take on that and added the experience to that. So it's FL Experience, and we have a website set up where people can submit their photos and their stories of their great Finger Lakes experiences. It's an Instagram-driven campaign where if you hashtag something, and hashtags are hot, hashtag FL Experience, it goes right to this website, and you can see what people are submitting. And we're encouraging them to submit ideas through the various experiences that they can have in the Finger Lakes and take a picture of it, hashtag it, FL Experience, and it goes to this site. And monthly, we're giving away prizes, and then we have that grand prize that you mentioned in Naples, New York, and Naples, Italy at the end.
And so as long as people register, they put the photos to that specific hashtag via Instagram. What do they have to do to register? Because I want to win the trip if I'm eligible.
Well, actually, there are several opportunities for you. You can use the Instagram, which is the easiest way to do it, and you would have a Instagram app on your smartphone and hashtag FLX Experience, hashtag FLX, hashtag where you're at. If you're at Simply Crepes, hashtag Simply Crepes. And this feed drives it right up there. But if you're not into Instagram, you can also do the at for the Twitters, and we're monitoring that and making sure that we can see what people are doing there. And also, for those that prefer to write their story about their experience, there is a button on the flexperience.com that allows them to tell their tale in words and then add some pictures otherwise.
Oh, that's fantastic. So that would be the place to go,
flexperience.com.
Okay, so, and listeners, if you want to follow along, go to that website, keep the radio on, and that might make more sense. So, fantastic. And as a jumping off point, we have three business owners from the Finger Lakes, and they've had pictures posted, I assume. You've had, what, over 700 people post stuff already?
We've had over 700 pictures posted, and we saw a contest similar to this down near the Philadelphia area in Pennsylvania. And their first year, they had 100 posted. Second year, they had 200 posted. So we're, like, well right. ahead of the game. And I think because there's so many visual experiences in the Finger Lakes, and these three folks can talk about the visual experiences at their place and many, many more.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't we do that? And why don't we start with Dave? Dave Schlosser is the owner of Naked Dove Brewing Company. He's been here before. Tell us about a little bit about your business and in the context of the Finger Lakes, the beauty and the bounty, and why you choose to do business in this wonderful region of the country.
Well, Naked Dove Brewing Company is a microbrewery that's been open for about 3.5 years now. We have a little tasting room, retail shop, as well as we're producing beer for sales to outside bars and restaurants. Have about 150 accounts down in the Finger Lakes and up in Monroe County here. And really trying to bring great beer to the area. We chose the Finger Lakes for a whole host of reasons, but partially because it's such a beautiful place to go and to work. And I think especially even me, who loves the area and chose to locate a business there, we get a little either jaded or we forget how beautiful it is. The first summer we were open, we actually had people from New York City, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Canada coming into the tasting room and continually telling us, what a beautiful place, you're so lucky to live here. And after a while, even though you're hiking and exploring the Finger Lakes, you sort of forget that. It makes you appreciate it that much more. And, you know, people should rediscover it or discover it for the first time, because it is truly spectacular down there.
Fantastic. You know, I can understand the wine industry. I mean, grapes obviously grow mm-hmm. really well here. Beer, I mean, is there, when you started, you were the only brewer, as I understand it, in Ontario County. And now there's, what, half a dozen?
Yeah, there's four operating, two in the process of opening okay. right now. And it's really a tourist-based industry for a lot of the Finger Lakes area. We're a little different since we are in Canandaigua, with still a close reach to the Rochester area. Mm-hmm. We're a little less seasonal than some of them. But we certainly, this time of year, have tourists coming in daily. We're really busy on the weekends, but you see a huge influx of tourists through the region and from all over the country, and if not the world.
The tour bus is pulling up to sample the Naked Dove Brewery.
Yeah, we do a lot more of the private cars coming through. The tour buses we do by appointment, but it's really more so small groups that are just touring the area and taking their own time with no necessary right. route that they're doing.
So do hops, I mean, what, hops and barley? What goes in beer, hops and barley?
There's four main ingredients. The two major ingredients that are grown are the malted barley and hops. Hops were grown in New York State before Prohibition. It was the number one hop-growing state. And there's a resurgence in the market right now of that. The predominant area to grow them in the U.S. is the Pacific Northwest, Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. And they really have almost a perfect growing climate for that. But I think New York will have a nice cottage industry of the hops and small farmers getting into it, dealing with the brewers one-on-one. We utilize hops from Peterson Farms in Seneca Castle, New York, which mm-hmm. is about halfway between yep. Canandaigua and Geneva. Mm-hmm. He was the first person growing hops again in New York State. He's been doing it for about 20 years, and we use his hops for our wet hop beer, our harvest ale called Hopulus Localis. The hops are dried in the they're grown, they're harvested in the morning, and we brew with them that day. They're never dried like a traditional hop would be, so you have to use them within 24 hours of picking.
Okay, fantastic. And obviously, local, buying local, dealing with other local businesses in the Finger Lakes is a big movement here, obviously, and why don't we switch on over to the foraging in the woods for food? What am I to understand here on the Brown Hound Bistro? Trish,
right.
Acer is the owner of the Brown Hound Bistro, and that is a restaurant located in
South Bristol.
Okay, I was really intrigued by that you were a restaurant. I mean, tell us a little bit about it, but I want to hear about the foraging for ingredients most of all.
Okay. Well, we opened, it's going to be 10 years in March. We've been down in South Bristol. We started with an interest in using lots of local ingredients, and of course, that's heavily focused on the harvest season, the growing season in the summer and the fall. But also, we look for ways to extend that year round by also things that can be purchased year round, small scale production type things, small, you know, products that are produced in the area at any time of year, things that can be frozen, meat, poultry, other things that are raised locally, but then frozen and available to us year round. So we've been doing local since we opened almost 10 years ago. We've wanted to kind of focus on that in a tighter way. And so foraging, which is micro-local, if you want to call it that, is a way for us to really zone in on things that are native to the area, very specifically to our area. And so we began with the things that were obvious, like wild leeks and fiddleheads. And my current chef, Evan Schaap, really took it to heart, bought some field guides, and really started to look for what we had in our area that Mother Nature provided for us. And we go out into the woods and into the fields, and we find things that are edible, and we find really interesting, creative ways to incorporate them into our menu.
And you put them on the table that evening. And so guests would, you know, what are the specials today? Well, we have something with mushrooms from the field behind the restaurant type thing. I mean, I understand that you turn this almost into an educational experience about the things that you can eat that are just growing wild in the Finger Lakes.
Yeah, to some degree, we do take the opportunity to instruct our customers about what it means to us to buy local, what it means to them to buy local, what it means to our community and our economy to buy local. And, of course, you know, there's a certain amount of disclosure we feel that it's necessary that when we're not buying from approved sources that most people are comfortable with. So, yes, if I go into the woods behind my house and I forage for wild chanterelle mushrooms, we let people know that that's where they're coming from. Mm-hmm. And if they're not comfortable with that, they have every right not to eat
them. They can have the bird's eye, which they're also around here, I think.
And so, you know, finding this is the way people used to eat 100 years ago.
Right.
And I think that there's something really charming about that. And it could be the direction that we're all heading to. Anyhow, so
you've got the local, and then you got the foraging, and I think that is a trend. If I could, you know, identify a trend, I don't think it's to buy ingredients from as far away as possible. It's buying local, buying fresh, and supporting each other. So, in that vein, if you wanted to get a crepe and you were in the Finger Lakes, where would you go?
Well, Simply Crepes is a fantastic place to go if you want a crepe.
Okay.
And maybe we should sell them some of our chanterelle mushrooms.
For the crepes. And we have the owner of Simply Crepes and also director of business development. So you're obviously involved in promoting the Finger Lakes and such and love it. I think that goes without say. Nicole Haru is here. And tell us about Simply Crepes and, you know, what sets you apart from other restaurants. And also answer the question, are crepes just for breakfast?
No, they are not.
Okay.
So Simply Crepes is a small family-run restaurant business. We have a few locations, and one is centrally located in the Finger Lakes. We're right on Main Street in Canandaigua. When you walk in, it feels like you're walking into my mother's kitchen. Very country, cottage, shabby chic feel. And we have an open kitchen, so it really feels like home when you walk in, and we really try to promote that with our service. Our menu is definitely based on the crepe itself, and the crepe is neither sweet or savory, so we can manipulate it in any way that we want. Everything in our restaurant is served in, on, or with a crepe. And we have a lot of fun with our ingredients, and we do try to source locally as much as possible. We do have one version of our crepe, which is our buckwheat crepe.
Mm.
And that is both gluten-free and lactose-free, which is really exciting and goes with the current trends.
Sure.
Of really trying to promote and have gluten-free options. So we source that from Burkett Mills right in Penn Yan,
mm-hmm.
which is very exciting.
So gluten-free and what was it, whole wheat, low-fat?
It's gluten-free and lactose-free.
Okay. And sir, I read something that most of your recipes can be provided that way, that like you have alternatives.
Yes.
If someone requires it to be cooked a certain way, you can do that.
Yes, absolutely. Almost 90% of our menu actually can be made gluten-free or lactose-free. And everything is made fresh, homemade, all homemade ingredients and whatnot. So. Mm-hmm.
And the crepe, now, when I think of crepe, and again, I will tell you I've had crepes from the, you know, the frozen food department of the grocery store. I've had crepes from a stand in Paris. Okay, so that was, they were both good. Crepe, the basic crepe, is egg always in crepe?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we have a challenge with the vegan community, but
okay.
Yes. So there are eggs in the crepes.
Okay, that's fine. And so from that, you can do whatever you want, and you are open for dinner. I mean, are you?
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, so we have breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert. We're open 7 days a week, 7:30 in the morning until 9 p.m., and you can get a full meal with us. We have a lot of fun with our ingredients, so we can do from, you know, scrambled eggs and sausage to Nutella and strawberries to buffalo chicken crepes and Philly cheesesteak. We really make it a really fun experience for our customers.
Right, fantastic. And again, the focus on the Finger Lakes, and there is so much here, and you can use local and promote local. I've just received a note from our board operator today that he had a family reunion at Brown Hound last year, and it was super fantastic, all caps.
Super
fantastic, all caps. So if you want to join the show, the number is 1-844-295-TALK. 1-844-295-8255. We're talking about the bounty and beauty of the Finger Lakes region of upstate New York, one of my favorite regions in the world. And we've got the business owners here as well as the president of the Finger Lakes Visitors Connection. So pictures from your region that are sent through this website can be entered into the contest, and we'll talk about that again. But have there been any particular ones that have stood out in terms of photos, or you can also submit a writing? Valerie, I'll come back to you. Anything jumping out that's really super creative that maybe won last month or something?
I think the variety of photos is really interesting out there because it is based on your individualized experience. So this particular contest is focusing on the food element. So these restaurant owners can certainly share how many people are taking pictures of their dishes. And I know the experience of companionship out at Naked Dove, people, it's almost like the selfie gone wild, but some of those interesting names and things out there. So last month's winner was at a winery, mm-hmm. and they took a picture of the open door and the wreath over the door, and it made the viewer want to see what was on the other side of that experience. So I think that's why it was chosen. A team at the office chose that particular photo. I didn't happen to be on that, but once I saw the photo, I agreed wholeheartedly. And it was a woman from New York City, actually, who is up visiting her sister who worked at the Hobart William Smith campuses.
Oh, okay.
And so we get a lot of this friendship that develops through this kind of thing. And she won a culinary class at the New York Wine and Culinary Center. So that was the first one. And the next one is going to be an iPad mini. And so they can post more pictures. So
yeah, right. Give them something that can cause them to, I mean, this is really brilliant in a lot of ways for you and for you guys. And we have to remember, and I'm pointing in radio, they don't see me. You guys and people listening on the radio are like, okay. You know what's neat is that what's good for the Finger Lakes is good for this area too, because Rochester is a gateway to the Finger Lakes. I mean, we go right down 332, right? Or we go to the next exit and go down Route 14 into Geneva, and then we can go about 14 all the way down to Watkins Glen, and then take a right, right? Then we take a right there, right?
Yeah, and then I think, as Dave says, people really customize their own experiences, follow their personal interest, and carry that on. If they like art, you can see the interesting art and architecture. If you like barns, you travel around and see barns down in the Naples area. And
mm-hmm.
festivals, of course, are really hot right now. The Riesling Festival's coming up. We expect a lot of participation with our Instagram contest there. Lots of festivals, more fun than even normal.
So every month there's a winner every month for these lower, I don't want to say lower level prizes. I mean, those are nice prizes, a cooking class at the Culinary Institute or an iPad Mini. The grand prize, obviously, is a trip to Naples, New York, and Naples, Italy.
Yes.
You throw that in if you call now. Tell us about, did you start when did you start this thing? April, May?
We started in late May, actually. Okay. And so to get 700 and some entries, but it's, again, highly visual. People are snapping away.
Mm-hmm.
We see people in front of waterfalls down at Grimes Glen. We see them over in Geneva. We see them on a tour boat. Landscapes are a great opportunity for pictures. And, of course, the wine tastings, beer tastings, and lots of food.
Right. Food, beverage, and landscape. And that's what it's all about. And, you know, it's funny. I think people would they were doing that anyway. You know, if you have a camera and you're touring the Finger Lakes, how can you not pull it out? You know, because, again, it's not like there are a lot of guidebooks out there on the Finger Lakes internationally. I mean, now you can go and, you know, get them, and lots of people take pictures and put them into books. But what is your favorite? I'll ask everyone here, what is your favorite view or vantage point? If you had to take someone to a place in the Finger Lakes region, all right, and I think we are, I think Trish already has a selection. Do you have a place, your favorite place?
Well, yeah, I think most people, or at least at this table today, are familiar with the County Road 12 Overlook. It's about 2.5 miles south of the restaurant, and it might be the most spectacular view in the Finger Lakes. I might be a little biased, but it is really something special, and there are picnic tables, so if you want to, you know, pick up your dinner and take a picture with the view and the food. That's a good spot to do it.
And promote that one, but no special treatment. I mean, you know, mere landscapes can win the trip to Naples. I mean, it doesn't have to be a business or anything. Nicole, what's your favorite vantage point or view or from the Finger Lakes?
I actually love the view of the lake from Main Street in Canandaigua. I love looking down Main Street. We did a lot of renovations with the landscaping and everything down the street. There are some really great boutiques and shops that have opened up over the last few months, and it's really exciting down there. And I just, you know, driving down Main Street towards the lake is just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, I've always liked that too. Let's go to Dave, owner of Naked Dove Brewing.
That it's a very difficult question because there are so many different things to see. You can be at Grimes Glen where you're walking up a creek and spectacular waterfalls and feel like you're not quite at the bottom of the world, but you're way down. And then 5 minutes later, you can be at the County 12 Overlook or County Road 12 Overlook there and be on the top of the world. So it's just the vastness of it all. I think it's really difficult to just pick one. It depends upon your mood, what you're doing, and the nice part is you don't have to pick one, and, you know, in the course of a day, you can see it all.
Well said. I would agree with that, and you too. And Valerie, we'll ask you, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll ask you what your favorite vantage point is as the president of the Finger Lakes Visitors Connection. This hour on Connections, we're talking about the beauty and bounty of the Finger Lakes region of upstate New York. We have three business owners from the region, as well as Valerie, who is the president of the Finger Lakes Visitors Connection. We invite you to join the show if you want to chime in. If you've got something you really like about the Finger Lakes, or maybe you don't like, I'm yet to hear something. It's 1-844-295-TALK, 1-844-295-8255. I'm Frank Sigelski, sitting in today for Evan Dawson on Connections, and you are listening to member-supported public radio, AM 1370, and WEOS-FM in Geneva, WXSI-FM HD2 Rochester, and we'll be back in a minute. Coming up in our second hour, we all know that reading is fundamental, but who is actually doing something about the literacy gap in our region? Allendale Columbia and the Rochester City School District are teaming up for a summer program which focuses on reading for first and second graders. Along the way, some of the long-term teachers have rediscovered their love of teaching. It's a story in the making you won't want to miss, and it's coming up in the second hour of Connections.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. A new HBO film tells the story of a Korean couple that let their baby starve to death while they played a computer game. They got almost no jail time.
The court ruled that they were addicted to the internet. They were unable to distinguish the virtual world from the real world.
Their story, next time on Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston.
And continuing on Connections, I'm Frank Skielski sitting in today for Evan Dawson, and we're looking at the beauty and bounty of the Finger Lakes with three business owners and the president of the Finger Lakes Visitors Connection, as well as you, the listener. If you want to join the show, 844-295-TALK, 844-295-8255. When we left, we were talking about our favorite views, vantage points in the region, and Valerie, you're the last to go since you're the, you know, sort of the leader of the crowd here, right?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting question because early on Dave talked about how we often drive around and sometimes forget to really open our eyes and take a look at what we have out there. And I'm really lucky because a lot of my job is to take special guests around and to hear them ooh and ah as they go along. And we actually did a contest one year and asked people, what is your favorite view? And that County Road 12 site that two of the people have mentioned has been voted over and over again. You get this expansive, long look of the lake, Canandaigua Lake, towards the north and the hills, Bear Hill, and the clouds sometimes float over the lake, and the grape vineyards are down on the left. And then you look south to Naples, and you see the nice marshland with a little river running through it, and you just, it's awesome there.
And yeah, you can just stare at it and just let your mind be at ease.
You can.
Yeah.
And then I have to throw in a few more, though. I think there's some very interesting places that people tend not to think about. And top of Bristol Mountain is one of those. You can get there by chairlift in the winter. You can get there by chairlift in the fall. And right now you can drive up there and have your own aerial park adventure up at the top of the mountain. And there's something about being out in the woods and that fresh air. And even though it's not the expansive view of the lake, it's just breathtaking up there.
How about the Ontario County Park, the quote so-called jump off where you can look over to Hunt Hollow?
Yes, the highest point in Ontario County, and I would expect that we'll see a few FL experience pictures taken from up there. In fact, some of the ones submitted are people setting up their own little picnics, and they can go to these different restaurants and grab their food and go, and hashtag again that FL experience, because there's nothing like that. Grimes Glen is a great place for a picnic.
And there's nothing like winning a free trip to Naples, Italy.
That is definitely, and Naples, New York, too.
Absolutely. I mean, because someone from Naples, Italy could win a trip to Naples, New York.
Yes, actually, I was over in Naples, Italy a couple weeks ago, and we're setting up a nice little trade back and forth with them. They have deep history, obviously, and we have a different kind of history. They're very interested in our Native American history here. They're very interested in our hops history and breweries and wineries. And so the trade will be very nice comparing the two, Naples, New York, in a very positive way.
Fantastic. All right, why don't we go to the phones? We have Sean in Ithaca. Sean, welcome to Connections. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
I was just wanted to say that the fishing also and the views from the lake are spectacular, if you're on them, any of the Finger Lakes. And that there's a lot of charters around here that are good to go to, fishing charters, and a lot of them will include wine tours or stopping at restaurants that are actually on the lake. And there's nothing better than a sunset or sunrise on the lake.
Yeah, they are beautiful. Do you know how deep Seneca Lake is?
Seneca is the deepest. I'm not sure. I'm from more of a Cayuga guy, but we're about 472, and I know Seneca surpasses us 500 and something.
615, deeper than Lake Ontario.
615.
Yeah, yeah. They tested submarines on it before, but I don't want to get too far off topic, but I tell that to people from other parts of the world, and they sort of back away from me and move on to some other conversation. But it's true.
Sean, it's a lot of water.
Yeah,
Sean, definitely get out there with your smartphone and take a picture of that fish you catch on any of the lakes and Instagram that to FL Experience, because I agree with you. There's great fishing out here.
Oh, yes, there is. And like I said, there's also a lot of really nice restaurants on a lot of the lakes, and you can pull right up with your boat.
Oh, nothing better than that. All right. Well, thank you for the call. Enjoy the rest of your summer, and we'll see you on Instagram winning a trip to Naples, Italy, or Naples, New York.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Let's go back to the phones. We have Keith in Farmington. Keith, welcome to Connections. You're on the air.
Having an interesting show, and I'm not sure if this was brought up earlier, but the one is, other than the natural beauty of the area and the ability for the region to grow some pretty good wine, the most important thing, the most important feature is the water itself, because it's not called the Finger Lakes dry lake bed area.
No, it isn't.
Finger Lakes
Desert. Right.
And as resources diminish, I mean, look what's going on in California with the drought they're having. We have a natural resource that's hard to replace, if ever. I mean, you can take the whole Great Lakes area, but as things change, as the environment changes, the water aspect may become more and more important than the ability to draw tourists or the wineries itself. I mean, now that you have a major Finger Lake, you have a lot more smaller lakes too, that all have potable water.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, appreciate the call. And I think that's something that we take for granted as well. I mean, I'm not saying you should do it, but you could drink the water out of the lakes. There are some lakes that you really, you know.
Actually, all the water in the Finger Lakes is drinkable, and they have an annual contest at the New York State Fair for which the lakes has the best water, and I believe Canandaigua Lake won that last year. Skinny Atlas is always in the competition, but I drink that good Canandaigua Lake water every day, and sustainable water is a very important aspect of both living here and, of course, our tourism industry, but most importantly, living here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And certainly, Dave, as a brewer, we're using the Canandaigua Lake water every day. You know, breweries traditionally were a big part of where they were located was usually population centers, but also where there was good brewing water.
Right.
You don't necessarily need that now, given municipalities and water supplies, but it's really nice to have a great water source that's really nice for brewing.
And so all your brews are made with the Canandaigua Lake water?
Correct.
And so that's another local resource that you're using.
Absolutely.
You guys use lake water in your restaurants?
I'm actually pretty lucky. The hamlet that we are located in is called Bristol Springs.
Springs. Okay, gotcha.
So we've been very fortunate in that we have a spring that feeds our well at the restaurant, and so we're using spring water. Of course, it does contribute to the watershed, but our water is exceptionally good for drinking. It's very heavy in minerals and has a really great drinking quality.
Right. That's Trish Acer, owner of Brown Hound Bistro, and we heard from Dave Schlosser before that, owner of Naked Dove Brewing Company. Nicole Haru, co-owner and of Simply Crepes, you use water from the Finger Lakes?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We're a part of Canandaigua, and we use Canandaigua water supply.
Yeah, fantastic. And you know, you can promote that. You know, it's the type of thing that I might not even think of promoting because I take it for granted, you know? So you can talk about, yes, we use local hops and we forage for, you know, greens in our backyard of the restaurant, but we're also using water that is, you know, is local as well. We're not shipping it in from some other place.
And going back, that was a huge ad campaign for the Genesee Brewing Company. It used to be, you know, brewed with Hemlock Lake water.
Right.
They had that saying, and you can still find memorabilia with that on it from 40, 50, 60 years ago.
Interesting. What are some of the other things that that you guys, being business folks, you know, working and living in the Finger Lakes, and obviously Valerie as president of the Finger Lakes Visitors Connection, what else are people overlooking, you know, especially in terms of if they wanted to get some unique photos to enter into this contest?
Well, I have a couple of things, sort of like Keith mentioned about water spotting. I know that Simply Crepes is very active in something called wine spotting. And beyond just the drinking of the wine, it's the labels of the wine, great pictures, it's the availability to wine. So I don't know, maybe Nicole could give us a little tip on wine spotting in the Finger Lakes.
So hashtag wine spotting is a movement towards bringing awareness to local restaurants in the community to support the local wineries. And we're really trying to promote the different restaurants to sell Finger Lakes wines in their restaurants. As a business, Simply Crepes has made a commitment for the last 10 years to have at least 50% of our wine list attributed to New York State wines, and specifically Finger Lakes wines. So we actually started a program last year where we feature a different winery of the month every month, and it switches up. Right now we are featuring Dr. Frank Winery, and what we do is we sample two of their wines throughout the entire month to all of our customers. It enhances the customer experience in the Finger Lakes. They get a little taste of different wineries around the various lakes, and it introduces them to our wine portfolio. So it's really, really exciting. We love New York State wineries. We love Finger Lakes wineries, and it's a great way to promote them.
Well, it's a win-win-win-win-win, isn't it?
Yes. And the other thing I was thinking of to your question was something that I referred to as cozy corners.
Okay.
And if you're talking about a true experience in the Finger Lakes, you can be with the crowds or you can find a cozy corner. And we do the top 10 cozy corners, and I know Trisha's restaurant has her outdoor covered porch. And so what I would encourage people to do is find that space and that experience that's a little bit your own that you can create in the Finger Lakes.
As opposed to a giant, I mean, certainly a panorama of the rolling hills going down to a slivery lake, but also finding that little spot that's just yours that is unique to the Finger Lakes and maybe just to you, and now you're going to share it.
Right, and your producer, whoever, said they had a family reunion there. They're probably in those cozy kinds of spaces that you feel like you're out in the country breathing.
Well, he said it was super fantastic. So I don't know if that meant cozy corner. It said family reunion, super fantastic. So, okay, is there any other secret Finger Lakes area you want to share with the world right now on WXXI Connections?
Well, then it wouldn't be secret, would it?
No, it wouldn't be. That's why, hey, look, this is the big reveal here on the show, okay?
I think that one of the really cool things that happens in the Finger Lakes, and you talk about water, water starts up high and works its way down. And one of the natural things about the Finger Lakes is the gullies and waterfalls that find their way all along the edges of the lakes. And some of them are more accessible than others, and you can certainly find some that other people don't know anything about. But there are some that are like Grimes Glen. If you haven't been there yourself, but you've heard us talk about it throughout the show this morning, Grimes Glen is actually right in the village of Naples. It's easily accessible right from town off of Vine Street. And it has fantastic, very impressive waterfalls. And so I think that the gullies and the waterfalls are the cool link between the tops of the hills down to the lakes.
Yeah, that's interesting. And so many of them are, I want to say, uncharted or unmapped, but we all know about the ones that have been turned into state parks or local parks. But, you know, I think of like Lenora, the waterfalls for the, whatever the name of that creek is, that is just south of where the Lenora Winery is. Have you been back there? I mean, I don't know if you're trespassing, but it's not like open to the public, but, you know, I went to Hobart College. We know where to go swimming, and they've got like these jumping off points where you can jump from 10 feet up or 20 or even higher.
Again, we're seeing a number of these pictures appear on the Instagram flxexperience.com, and is one of the reasons we're doing it, so that visitors can point out to us those unique places they are and those unique experiences. I was thinking also the small towns. We haven't talked a lot about, but Clifton Springs has its little boardwalk and a really neat restaurant, Warfields, over there. And then I want to point us back to festivals. Every weekend we have something going on. Last week was the Waterfront Arts Festival. Coming up is the Hops Fest and also the Riesling Fest. Hill Cumorah is going on. Mm-hmm. There's just all kinds of activities that highlight the specialness and the uniqueness of the Finger Lakes area. So I'd like to maybe point people to our regular calendar of event online at visitfingerlakes.com and click on events, and you'll see those ongoing events that happen that may just draw you into the area and experience it yourself.
What about the county fair, Ontario County Fair? Is that coming
just finished up on Saturday? Just finished up, and actually they were a great participant in FL Experience. If you go look at that site, you'll see lots of pictures of people having fun at the fair.
Okay, I want to talk about what people have to do if they want to post their pictures to the site again, but I also want to give the number out, 844-295-TALK. 844-295-8255, talking about the beauty and the bounty of the Finger Lakes, and also an opportunity for someone to win a trip to Naples, New York, and Naples, Italy. And Valerie Knobloch, president of the Finger Lakes Visitors Connection. Could you just give that information out again?
Yes. Yeah, so people are encouraged to take their foodie experience in particular this year and go to any of these places. Foods include the wine, the beer. If you're at the brewery up at Naked Dove and you got a great brew there with your and you're having a good time with your friends, snap that because it's the people that also make it special. So you snap your picture, ideally using an Instagram format, but not necessarily, and you hashtag it. Hashtag FLXperience.com, or excuse me, hashtag FLXperience, and it goes to the .com site there.
And then will be entered automatically.
And it will be entered automatically, and our team reviews those photos once a month, picks a winner, and then we'll put in all those winners plus the new ones at the end. And September 30th, the contest runs through, and we'll do a draw. We'll look at it, and we will announce a winner by November 1st. We're also culminating the foodie experience with an event at the New York Wine and Culinary Center, where it's almost like a round table, and perhaps Trish will be at one of the tables as an example, talking about foraging. And all the foodies that have entered will get an invitation to this as well. And it'll be a great food night out. It could be organic. Maybe Pierre's there showing how you make crepes at Simply Crepes and have just a hands-on night at the New York Wine and Culinary Center, tapping off our food revolution and closing out the first phase of the FLX Experience campaign.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, you mentioned your founder gives professional cooking classes.
Yes.
Tell us about that, Nicole.
Yes. So at Simply Crepes, Pierre Heroux is actually my father and is the founder of the company, him and my mother, Karen. We can't forget about her. So,
Hi, Mom.
Pierre actually runs private classes, crepe making classes. And they last about a couple hours. You can call me and book an event with him. You just need to gather at least 10 of your friends, and he'll spend a couple hours teaching about the history of the crepe, the history of the restaurant. It's a hands-on experience. You learn how to make the basic crepe on your own. And then he does a food demonstration on how to make a dinner entree and how to make a dessert crepe. And, of course, we have plenty of food and plenty of wine for everybody. And it's really a lot of fun. And he does travel to do these little classes as much as he can. Participating in Valerie's event would definitely be something that would be up his alley. So everyone loves him. All the ladies love him. So he has fun.
Okay. So he's already given some classes. Someone's already won some classes or...
That particular class they've won is the New York Wine and Culinary Center event, but I think I can definitely pitch Pierre, and he people could have an experience with him as well.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
I was just thinking about if you go to the restaurants, and I was thinking one of the interesting experiences seeing what's at the restaurants. Trish Brownhound Bistro has tons of pictures of the favorite dogs, so your guests can submit a photo and they get it posted and then come back and see it. Lots of family pictures down at Simply Crepes. And I know up at Naked Dove on the wall, you can see everywhere the Naked Dove logo and T-shirt has been. So part of the experience is checking out what's on the walls of these places.
That's like that commercial where the older lady is posting her photographs to the wall in her house, and that's not how it's done. No. I guess it's still done that way from time to time. So how do you guys as business owners, you work with Valerie a lot and her organization, and we have the Culinary Center, which was a terrific, what an opportunity to put that right in Canandaigua and bring in people and resources from around the world. Do you interface, how else do you help market the Finger Lakes and what you're doing in terms of restaurants and a brewery and other resources so other people can know as well, not just people who want to take pictures and win a free trip?
Well, we try and make efforts, and of course we're working with lots of local growers, farmers, vendors, small-scale producers, but we also like to work with other businesses, and there's a lot of collaboration that goes on so that we can bring our fan bases together and introduce people to other businesses in the area by sharing that way.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking here, and I don't want to ask embarrassing questions like, do you serve Naked Dove beer at the crepe place?
Well, we only do draft right now. We don't do any bottles. So some places who don't have draft systems don't have our beer.
Okay.
Some are getting them really soon, as I look over at Trish.
Uh-huh.
But certainly, going on what Trish said, we certainly we get a lot of people in the tasting room, and we want to be a tasting room. We don't want to be a bar or a restaurant. That's an entirely different business. So we get a lot of people asking where to go, and you have to ask what are you looking for? Ethnic, American, what are you looking for food? But then we'll send people to various restaurants in the area, or other breweries, wineries, creameries. I think that's the beauty of what we're trying to get out there to people, is that a lot of people think Finger Lakes and they think wine tasting.
Wine and grape pies.
And believe me, I drink a lot of wine. My wife sells wine for a living. But it's a lot more than that. And that's the fun part. We used to do wine tours all the time. And after a while, it just gets a little stale, because not that they're not phenomenal wines, but if you're just doing that, now you can go to a brewery, a couple wineries, a creamery, a distillery, and just make a very wide range of things.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you can. There is so much here. I mean, we don't really grow citrus in this region. I suppose in a greenhouse you could. But, we have all the deciduous. I mean, you can grow figs. I mean, it's amazing what you can grow in the Finger Lakes, not just what is native. And to be able to use that, wouldn't you say that maybe more than half of the ingredients that you use in the restaurant or at the brewery, it comes from this area, especially considering when you add the water?
Well, if you're doing water, absolutely.
Right.
We're still not there on the barley or the hops to sustain a large commercial brewery or all the number of breweries out there. But people are working on it.
Yeah, it's doable. They will grow here. And there used to be, you said something like early on, the region was known for its hops. I mean,
certainly,
seriously.
From Madison County out near Cooperstown all the way through the Finger Lakes, was the main hop-growing area for the country. It was the number one hop-growing state. You'll start to see some of that come back. It'll never challenge Washington State. They do about 25% of the world production now. But it'll be nice to have some local options as well.
Right, right, right. And the creameries, I mean, that's, obviously dairy's big here. Right. How else? I mean, obviously, with the Brown Hound Bistro, and you're going out and getting things out of the woods, are there other ways that you purposefully stay sourcing locally and to develop those relationships other than the obvious ones like through the Connection Center?
Well, sure. I think that for us at least, the dining experience is more than just the food. It's essential experience in that we plaster our walls not just with pictures of dogs, but we have a lot of local artists that are hanging on our walls. You can come and see local art. You can come and hear local musicians playing maybe on a weekend night. We try and keep it local on many levels.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything? Crepes, again, I just keep thinking of Paris. And here we are in the Finger Lakes region, Nicole.
Well, my family is actually French-Canadian, so we're big on the maple syrup. We do all New York State pure maple syrup. It's incorporated into more recipes than you could imagine, more dressings and sauces and whatnot. So we definitely have the maple product and component of that. It is sourced locally from Pearl's Maple Farm. And we incorporate goat cheese from Lively Run Creamery. And we do a lot of, again, with the New York State wines. We've done wine dinners in the past. We did one with Billsboro Winery most recently. And, Dave, I would love to do a beer dinner with you, because beer and crepes, I think, would be so cool together. Something a little unique that people wouldn't normally connect with. So, we do a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say beer and crepes, and I'm thinking, like a chicken wing flavored crepe?
Yes, we do buffalo chicken. We have a rugby crepe that's very manly. It has steak and cheese and goodness in it. We have a Philly cheesesteak crepe as well. So there's a lot of fun items on the menu. And also our coffee as well. That is Finger Lakes coffee roasters. So we incorporate them as well. Lots of good stuff.
Okay. Back to you, Valerie. We'll start with you, I guess. Trends, and we got about a minute left. Trends, Finger Lakes, beauty, bounty, food, beverages, trends.
Well, I think you've heard a lot of them today, and these guys can speak more specifically to those. But the trend I see is the use of social media and the visitor telling other visitors what's good about an area. It certainly changed the way we market and advertise and communicate with visitors. So those trends are all very important that we need to stay on top of. But the people of our area maintain their fine hospitality skills, and for that reputation, visitors come again and again and again.
And I see we're just about out of time, so maybe just give that website one more time for people who want to enter the contest.
If you want to enter the contest, hashtag FLXperience.com.
Okay, and that is Valerie Knobloch, president of the Finger Lakes Visitors Connection. We sort of ended the conversation there with Dave Schlosser, owner of Naked Dub Brewing Company, Nicole Haru, co-owner, director of business development at Simply Crepes, and of course, Trish Acer, owner of Brown Hound Bistro. Thank you all very much for coming here today on Connections.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll see you again soon. And on behalf of our board operator, this is Frank Sigelski sitting in for Evan Dawson today. We'll be back for another hour of Connections after the top of the hour news. And you're listening to member-supported public radio, AM 1370, WEOS FM Geneva, WXXI FM HD2 Rochester.